Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, "Why are you so full of fear? How is it that you have no faith?" How does faith come? People quote that, but sometimes it's not living to them. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And if you look up that in the original and other translations, it has to do with the words of Jesus. And it is the words of the Master that through His words you come to know Him. Just knowing Bible does not make you fearless. Amen. Knowing the person who said the words, and having trust in Him, makes you fearless, delivers you from fears. Now go with me if you would. You're there in Mark. Over, please, to 2 Timothy. Well, I tell you what. On your way to Timothy, drop by Romans. It's on the way. Romans, the 8th chapter. I call this principle that we're talking about now the law of displacement. You can't be full of two things. You know, let's say you got a glass you just drank some milk out of, and it's got a little milk left in it. You put it in the sink, and you run some water. You just turn on the faucet, and the water is running in the glass. When it first begins to run, what have you got in the glass? Milk and water, a mixture, right? You don't have to do a thing. Just let the water run. And what's going to happen in a few more seconds? It's less milk, right? And more water. And if you just let it run for 2 minutes, what's going to happen? There won't be any more milk left in there. Why? The water that just kept coming in, the water kept coming in and flooding in, it displaced all the milk so that now there's no more milk there. There's only water. Well, that's the effect the Word has on us. That's the effect faith has on us and joy has on us. And love has on us. Instead of trying to fight fear, get full of faith. Fear will be displaced. Instead of trying to fight hate, get full of love. Right? Well, I'm trying to control my fear. You don't want to control your fear. You want to be delivered from fear. You want it completely. You don't want to just try to have it under rein. I'm full of it, but I got it under control. You want it out of you. Forget controlling fear. You want it out of you. Right? Or controlling your rage. You want it out of you. Right? How are you going to get that rage out? Get full of love. How are you going to get full of love? Fellowshipping with God, who is love. How am I going to get that fear out? Get full of faith. How do I get full of faith? Fellowshipping with God through His Word, hearing what He's got to say on the subject all the time. You'll get fuller and fuller of faith. It'll displace the fear. Now in Romans, the 8th chapter, we spent weeks and weeks on this passage in verse 14. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You've not received the spirit of what? Bondage again to fear. Is that an agreement with what we read in Hebrews 2? That Jesus, you know, through death, destroyed him that had the power of death so that he could deliver those who through all their lifetime, through fear of death, were subject to bondage. Bondage. Is fear connected to bondage?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Well, then what about faith then? What would faith be connected with? freedom, you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. So people in fear are people in bondage. I know I had the privilege of working in healing school at Kenneth Hagin Ministries for a number of years. Monday through Friday, we had, you know, a couple of services a day. And through those years, I saw a number of cases of people that had allergies. And some of them considered to be very, very serious. For instance, this one fellow, he had, he said, an allergic reaction to any kind of shellfish. So serious that it could be life-threatening. Well, he came and camped out with us for weeks. And fed on the Word. And fed on the Word. And I saw him one Monday, you know, past the weekend, and he was smiling from ear to ear. I said, you know, you knew something happened for him, just looking at him. I said, what's going on, brother? He said, I had me a big lobster this weekend. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, and no problems, none. No problems at all. Well, see, prior to that, he had been afraid that somebody might have some minced shrimp in that. He had been afraid. Well, you don't know how it was processed. Maybe there was a little bit of shell somewhere, and he lived his life. Every restaurant he went to, everything he ate off the shelf, does it have any seafood? Does it have any shellfish? And see, friend, these fears we studied last week, your fears will come on you. You know, I read a study some years ago, and it's very interesting. God's always been right. Science is beginning to find out some things that he's right about. These folks did this study. They had a person that had the flu. I forget what kind, but he had the flu and a bad case of it and a lot of symptoms. And people were coming in and out of this place where this person was that had the flu. And so they told them after they got in about this person having the flu. Of course, they could see him. And then I think they had them, you know, they had already handled something that this person had handled or something, you know, that the germs would have been transferred. And they, prior to it, they had put all these sensors on them, on their head and on their body to monitor their response. And they said, some of the people, they told them, you know, well, this person's got the flu. And they said, I don't get the flu. I'm not concerned about it. And they monitored all their vitals, even brain waves and everything else. And then some people said, why didn't you tell me? I can't get the flu. Oh, man, I got the flu back, you know, 8 years ago, and it about killed me. Why didn't you tell me? And they said that they monitoring this person, their pores literally opened up wider. And their heart rate and their blood pressure jumped up, actually making them more susceptible to anything that was there, literally drawing into their pores what was around. And it affects the immune system. It does. Well, you wouldn't have to know any of that to know the Lord said, your fears come on you. Right? It draws the thing you fear to you. What are we to do with problems? We're not to dread them and fear them. We're to resist them. We're to say it out loud. No, don't bother me. Even if your head's screaming, I'm scared. You say, shut up. It doesn't bother me. If you've been trained to fear like most people have all their lifetime from the time they're a little child, they are trained to fear, then you got to get your mind renewed. And it may not happen in 3 days. But if you'll just stay in the Word, keep the Word in your ears, keep it in your mouth, eventually you'll get your mind renewed. Amen. It'll affect your whole life. It'll affect your immune system. You got to learn how to talk, though. When stuff happens in the economy, you can't say, oh, man, boy, I'm afraid they're going to have some layoffs over there. And, man, I'll probably be the first one to go. Believing and talking like that? You probably will be. But what do you say? My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches. No matter what happens, God's going to take care of me. No matter what happens, my bills are going to be paid. We're going to be all right. My children are going to be clothed and fed. Right? So you don't just have a responsibility to work hard to provide for your family. You have a more serious spiritual responsibility to believe for your family. Right? You can work yourself silly and go right down the tubes, talking doubt and fear and unbelief and death and destruction. But no, I don't care what it feels like or what it looks like. Just go ahead and take this opportunity right now. Say it out loud. God takes care of me. He takes care of my family. My family, my children, my grandchildren will always be properly fed, always be well clothed, always be healthy and protected, because God takes care of us. Though tragedy happens to 1,000 on my left or 10,000 on my right, it won't happen to us. Because the Lord takes care of us. Now see, what are you doing? You're shutting the door to the enemy by refusing to fear. See, the enemy will come and try to sit on your shoulder and try to paint these pictures of these terrible things happening to you and your family. He'll try to quote statistics to you. Say, well, you know, 8 out of 10, sometime in their life, it happens to them, and you just never know. You might be next. All of it's designed to put you in fear. But what do? Fears come. Thoughts come. Feelings come. Pictures come. But what do you do? What do? That's it. Come on, tell me strong. What do? You resist it. You say, no. No, not in my family. No. Not in my marriage. No. Not with my children. No. 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 Oh, what a difference it makes. He said you didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received what? The spirit of adoption. Adoption. The spirit of adoption makes you feel like you belong. The spirit of adoption lets you know you're loved. Right? Does this have anything to do with getting free from fear?
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. We've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry what? Abba, Daddy, the Daddy who loves us, the Father who loves us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overcoming Fear Through Trust, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803D. That's R803D. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.